It's been a few weeks since Nebraska entered the third phase of reopening. Overall, how do you think the state has handled the increased capacity in restaurants and bars and other public venues?
Well, I think we're trying to balance the need to, you know, reopen our society and our economy, while at the same time trying to preserve public health. And I think that we need to be really careful. Otherwise, you know, we're going to experience the same type of increase in cases that we're seeing in the southern and western part of the United States. So I have concerns that, you know, here in another week or two, we're going to see potentially the effects of people not adhering to the physical distancing and masking recommendations. While at the same time out enjoying themselves at their favorite watering holes and eating establishments.
Yeah, you're alluding to rollbacks in California, Arizona, and Texas, and it sounds like you're concerned that we may have a similar situation in Nebraska. Why haven't we seen that yet? Is there some sort of delayed effect for this part of the country, maybe?
Well, anytime you're looking at this epidemic curve, what you have to understand is that what you see today is really reflective of what went on a couple of weeks ago. And so nothing moves particularly quickly as far as making an intervention and then seeing the immediate effect of that. That's a rather slow process where you start to see the buildup and then it takes off exponentially after that. But it takes two, three, 4 weeks before you really see the impact of some sort of a measure, either to liberalize precautions or if you have to backtrack and start to clamp down again.
You just talked about the need to be cautious when it comes to reopenings, but you've also said in the past that we don't necessarily have to go down to no new cases in a community in order to return to some sort of normalcy. Do you think that's still the case? Are we going to have to learn how to live with coronavirus in the short term?
I think that that, unfortunately, is absolutely true. There is nothing miraculous that's going to come along that I'm aware of that's going to eradicate this virus or prevent it from spreading for the foreseeable months. And so I think that we will need to learn how to cope with this. You know, if we get down to a point where we have a low number of cases, where we're able to do the testing, to do the contact tracing, to do the hard quarantining, those are the sort of, they're fairly mundane, but they're so critically important. Those are the things that we'll need to be able to put into effect in order to maintain a safer society and allow our businesses to open, allow us to have some degree of social interactions again.
As cases go down in a community, and I'm kind of interested in some of the science here, does the virus lose its footing and actually weaken, or is it still lurking out there just waiting for transmission opportunities?
Yeah, I think it's more of the latter, where it's just lying in wait for us to let down our guard. It's kind of a shame that this has been so politicized when it's such an obvious public health issue. The virus doesn't care if we're in a red state or a blue state. It doesn't care if we're, a Jew or a Gentile or we're Orthodox. It's very ecumenical, and it will take advantage of wherever people gather. You know, it just doesn't care if we're sinners or saints. It's going to take advantage of us if we come together in a, congregate setting, a group setting, where we're sharing the same airspace and not taking precautions.
Along those same lines, obviously, the debate over face coverings in public has become a fracture point these days. Where do you stand on this? And do you understand why some people don't know what to believe?
You know, I think that there's a number of things that are in effect here. Number one is that we don't have crystal clear data. So I'll acknowledge that there haven't been rigorously done, well-controlled sorts of trials to answer some of these questions. And the reason for that is that this is a new infection. It's only been around, we've known about it here for the last 6 months or so. Clearly, there's not been enough time to craft these really rigorous studies that people want to see. Therefore, we have to extrapolate from data that we know about. And that's what's being done. And there has been some change in recommendations over time as we've learned more. And I think some people misinterpret that as, oh, nobody knows what's going on, I can do what I want, that sort of thing. I think the masks are important, and even though there isn't perfect data, if we wait until we have perfect data, it'll be too late. And so I think the masks do play a protective role in a number of ways. So these masks are, you know, important for a whole bunch of different reasons that can have an impact, and we should all be doing this as part of the social contract. I wear a mask to protect you, you wear a mask to protect me, but it also, as I've already mentioned, protects the person who's wearing it as well.
Dr. Mark Rupp is the chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Dr. Rupp, thanks for your time today.
You're absolutely welcome. It was a pleasure to join with you.